Once again, friends, it's time for MITechNews.com, collection of headlines from around the world and the state focusing on technology and entrepreneurship, published by none other than Mike Brennan, who is our guest every week. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Foster. Always a pleasure.
Well, let's get down to the headlines that are before us here. And the first one I saw that caught my eye was about Governor Jerry Brown of California signing a bill that legalizes bitcoins and other alternative currencies as legal tender.
Oh, yeah. It's dubbed AB 129. Anyway, it's any of these various digital currencies, coupons, and points that people have been using for goods and services in California, well, they're now legal to use them. So, I mean, instead of using U.S. greenbacks, you can use these digital, well, all these different things. I think it's very progressive. Certainly, it's the direction the rest of the world is headed, and California always seems to lead the way in the United States, don't they?
It's also a bit of a gamble, I guess, too, depending on what the value of those bitcoins is. Let's see, the other one you've got here, this is fascinating. A new DNR application shows fish population trends around the state. That's fascinating.
Yeah, developed by DNR's Fishery Division. It uses data that's been collected since 1947 to look at fish populations and the different trends and things, who's biting on what or which are biting on what, all that jazz. And you can find that by going to the store on my website. There's a link there that'll take you right to the page where you can download that app. And I know all those anglers out there that have smartphones, they're definitely going to want that.
And one other thing before we take our break, I noticed that, and I guess I was really delighted to see this headline. I'm going to believe that the pronunciation is Ogemaw County is expanding broadband access. I'm delighted to see that because I understand that it's one of the hardest hit in terms of unemployment counties in the state.
Yeah, the Public Service Commission last Tuesday commended them for becoming one of the, well, there's nine other communities in Michigan that have been certified as, quote, connected communities, unquote. And they joined Charlevoix, Antrim, St. Clair, Roscommon, Livingston, Macosta, Clare, and Otsego. So it's the more rural counties that are getting it. They realize that, and a lot of people want to live there, but in this day and age, if you don't have broadband, it ain't going to happen, right?
Mike, well, you know what's interesting about that? Not too far from West Branch, where the headline for the story comes from, I was in Gladwin and in a coffee shop talking with somebody who had retired to that area, and he was talking about how he really wanted to be able to carry on his business, a consulting business that he had as a retiree, but he could not get the broadband connection to make that happen. And it was a real pain for him because he loved the beauty of the countryside up there with the lakes and the rivers and the forest and wanted to stay there, but just couldn't get the broadband. So I hope that this is leading to not only making that man happier, but a lot of other businesses up there be able to become what they have not been up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the key, I think. Michigan, and most of us, it's like Canada, you know, 2/3 of the Canadian population lives within 100 miles of the U.S. border. And sort of in Michigan, it's 2/3 of our population lives below Big Rapids, but there's still a whole lot of folks, land up there and people that want to live up there. Now the baby boomers are retiring. Well, they're hooked on their broadband. They all have all their digital toys, and they aren't going to do it if it isn't there, right?
Right. You know? So. And that's part of the way folks, some of the things that are pursued by Mike as he's looking at the headlines and the news to put together for MITechNews.com. And he sews that information together, talking about opportunities that are opening up in the state of Michigan. If you're an entrepreneur, you want to find out about that. If you're just interested in what's going on around our state of Michigan in terms of technology and entrepreneurship, MITechNews.com is a great resource. So how do you get it? Well, you don't have to pay anything for it. Simply go to InternetAdvisor.net, scroll down the page to the Subscribe Here button, and as soon as you click on that and put your information in, you are part of a growing number of people who are counting on MI Tech News to keep them up to date with what's going on around our fair state of Michigan and the country as well. Thanks to Mike Brennan, who is our guest here and also the editor of MI Tech News. Let's wrap things up here because I know that you put this as part of your MI Tech News, some things to help people. You've got got one in here, a headline that I thought was really fascinating. It says, what to do if your email gets hacked and how to prevent it.
Yeah, I'd like to claim credit for that one, but that's one I picked up from my partner, CNET.com. And what they do is if you click on the story that's on my website, they actually have a series of pictures that will walk you through what to do, talk about tutorial, right, if you do get your email system hacked, which is, you know, happens quite a bit because people will click on all these phishing things that go on where you get this sort of strange email from a friend, and instead of saying to yourself, gee, I should probably not do much at this, a lot of people will click because they've been hacked and they have a worm in their email box, and it just proliferates through everybody's on the database there.
But Mike, what I think is so great about MI Tech News is that you gather together this kind of information, and along with this thing from CNET, you've also got the headlines of what's going on around the country and the state, and you also have some audio resources there. And just quickly before we leave and wrap things up, talk about some of those audio resources that you have as well.
Well, certainly we have the podcast, this very show that we're talking on right now, I have as a separate podcast there, so if you miss my segment on the show each week, you can pick it up and listen to it whenever you want from whatever device you want to listen to. We pick up the entire show from you guys and break it into segments. That's all available. Mm-hmm. So if you have a particular segment that you want to hear, those tend to go about 8 or 9 minutes long.
Right.
So you'd click on that, and you can listen to, or you could even listen to the whole show end to end if you so choose.
Well, Mike Brennan, have yourself a great July the 4th weekend, and we will look forward to MI Tech News being here once again on Fridays in our mailboxes and to talking with you this coming Saturday.
Thanks, Foster. Don't eat too many hot dogs.
Thank you very much.